Breakfasts are a meal as simple as it can get. Basic foods. No elaboration, no pretense, a snappy breakfast. The meal is often eaten outside, close to nature. And it's around this time of the stampede where churches will frequently have outdoor services. I highly recommend it. I had to leave just after it got started, but it was so fun. All of this indicates a great need to get back to a simpler, more direct life. Even if it's just for an artificial pretext. I mean, how many of us ever really want to work the soil, work with livestock? It's not exactly a feature of lifestyles of the rich and famous, about which most of us do fantasize about from time to time. I mean, I want to be rich and famous, I think I'll go work on a ranch. I don't think so. I mention all of this because you may have caught Paul's words this morning. They're all about getting back in touch with ourselves, with what's really important on a deeper level of our being. Access to which is blocked by sin. God in Christ acts as a friend to help reestablish the connection. There's one aspect of the stampede that's the most important, and that if you ever go, or if you ever see pictures of it, everybody at the stampede seems to know each other. Everyone is friendly to each other. Everyone finds it easy to enjoy one another's company. So, here's the connection with our Eucharist this morning. The Eucharist has developed from very informal settings to the very formal structures and features we have today, which developed over the centuries. Originally, of course, the Eucharist for the earliest Christians was very much like a breakfast. Just as if we were first at the stampede, blessed the pancakes, and they were served as the bread of the meal. You know, like the way you can take a roll before the actual dinner and eat it. The roll's not the meal. The roll just means the meal's coming. It's like a promissory note. You're waiting for the main course. And that's how the first Eucharists were celebrated. First was the blessing of a portion of bread that called Christ into the meal. Then the course of the meal, whatever was on the menu, could be fish, could be olives, maybe even some fancy dishes of lamb. And then, finally, a blessing over the cup as the wine itself was served. Again, to make Christ present and to remind people that they were eating in memory of his death and in the expectation of the Lord's coming again to establish his kingdom and to bring heaven to earth. Now, I've said that we have developed a very formal structure for the Eucharist. So formal, it frequently feels out of place whenever we do a service outside. What we would call a picnic setting, or some churches go to a park or a special place. Certain churches in Calgary, they go outside on this Sunday. Yet perhaps it's important to recall that the language of the Eucharist seeks to indicate God's friendship with us. You know what I'm talking about. This is my body and this is my blood, for example. The idea of body means we share the same identity because we are one body in Christ. By taking the body, we show that we are part of the same body. It's simple. It's a metaphor. It's a sacrament. That is, we have the same heart. We have the same soul that give life to the greater body. And the blood. The blood is another way of saying we're sharing the same life together, and that life flows in us we should recognize how similar the meaning of that Aboriginal custom is to the heart of the gospel. We arrange ourselves as we do for Sunday by Sunday in a formal pattern on an inside setting. And that's for our ease and our comfort in doing our Eucharist. I do want to say, however, that today, with the greetings, we have a chance to consider some of the basic meaning of the Eucharist before it was formalized into the different rites that we celebrate and we know today. As I said, one of the greatest pleasures of the Stampede is that feeling of friendliness that just overtakes this otherwise pretty blue-collar and hard-knuckle city. Of course, it's a rather easy friendliness, and of course, it doesn't go too deep. Don't push it. We all have fun saying "yeehaw" together, dressing up in funny hats. But I don't say funny hats there. But we know we're just letting loose. We're just having fun with no demands on the occasion. At the same time, though, there and in our lives, we yearn for a deeper friendship, one that can outlast the excitement of special occasions like stampedes and folk festivals and folk around us, or a big exciting hockey game or football game. That's just a little taste of what we're looking for. The Eucharist is meant to establish that deeper friendship for us. It establishes a friendship between ourselves and God, with ourselves to each other as members of a community near and far. And finally, friendship to ourselves. To ourselves. And that's huge. It's in this respect that we become the little